Roll.
Trying to find it. Okay, Tom Fox, Steve Moore, Ted Allen.
Here.
Brian Fitzgerald.
Here.
Daniel Meyer. Mark Trom.
Here.
And we have a substitute, Jim McGee.
Here.
Okay, looks like Routh County Board of Adjustment, January 11th, regular meeting. Items for consideration, this item is the 2016 Sunshine Resolution.
I move that we adopt it as proposed.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can you just sign that, please, Ted? That's the Sunshine Resolution.
Yeah. And do we have minutes? We have minutes to approve.
I'd like to request one correction to the minutes.
Okay.
My name is spelled IA. The way it's spelled there, it's Brain.
Oh.
And we used to call the slowest kid in the neighborhood Brain. So I'm sensitive to that.
Okay. So moved.
Who was the motion maker?
Well, I was here. So.
Doesn't matter.
No, I'll move that they be accepted with that one correction.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, consideration of approval, next item is the Nelson setback variance. You're both here for that.
Yes,
sir. Tell us about the project.
Well, Bernie Ford. All right, we'll give a little background. I just made an additional sheet that we'll use as a display here.
That's fine.
Oh, well, we can share.
Yeah, we can share. And if y'all wouldn't mind standing at the podium so that we can get it on the record, that would be great. Thank you.
And perhaps state your name.
I'm Randy Nelson, the owner of the property. And I guess what Walter and I are proposing, you guys all have a map. And if you look at property...
Do you want the area or would you like this one?
The other one would be good.
Okay.
So we are right in here. Is that correct, Walter?
Yep, that's your house.
There's a creek that runs right here in the spring mostly, but there's water in it all the time. We're proposing to put a garage here. Our neighbor has one similar close to the road there. My concern is not building it too close to the river setback. This neighbor has a garage here, and his driveway gets flooded every year with water from the creek, and it ends up going into his garage. So what we're proposing is to build either here or here. This would be our number one choice. Alan had mentioned something about a secondary option of building it right here in the parking area, but this my sidewalk generally gets flooded almost every spring, and the water really rushes through there, so I'd rather not build it there, even though that is in the general building envelope.
That's number three on what I handed out to you, that location.
Okay. So my understanding, this came through the Board of Adjustment.
It did, and it was in exactly the same spot as I'm proposing.
When was that?
I bought the house, must have been 3 years ago now.
It's in our packet, 2004.
And it had gone through, the previous owner had gotten it and never followed through.
2004.
Yep.
Was that when you bought the house?
No, that was when the previous owner had the variance. And I'm assuming for the same reason. And it doesn't show on this picture, but I have a concrete driveway now. So all this is concrete, so I'd end up, if I did go with Alan's option, I'd have to tear out the majority of my parking area in the concrete that I just put in to accommodate the new garage, and as well as do a bunch of remediation and dirt work along the creek to make that happen, which will cost a lot of money probably. Yeah.
Walter McGill, Four Points Surveying and Engineering. To add to what Randy already said, that there was the previous approval for this lot. The lot is narrow, as you can tell. I did on the exhibit I handed out this afternoon. It does show how narrow the lot is, and it's the 50-foot setbacks plus the 80-foot in the front. So it didn't leave, but the water body setback as well, you know, provides another mitigating factor, to a kind of a challenging factor there. And one of the things in your report was that water body setbacks do not take into account the degree of encroachment into the water body setback. Now, that may be true, but additionally, below there, the section under water body setback permits structure improvements shall be designed, sited, and constructed in accordance with the Rapid County Guide to Water Quality and Erosion Control and other BMP practices as to minimize the encroachment of the structure or improvements into the water body setback. And number two, the impact of the structure improvement on the water quality, drainage, vegetation, wildlife, habitat, and other functional characteristics of the water body. So when Randy came to me, we weren't actually not aware, well, he was aware of it, but I wasn't aware of where he was siting it. So I was trying to site the garage at the minimum impacts under the water in the stream and, you know, grading in the stream and removal of wetlands. So Alan's correct, and you know, we created an exhibit today, which, sorry, it's coming to you late, with positions 1, 2, and 3, with 1 being the desired applicant's location, number 2 to the east side of the house, which would require a bridge across the creek for the driveway and the extensive grading, which is shown in the black line on your paperwork. And then number 3, which is kind of, it fits in the area, but it does as well have a threat of flooding and additional grading in grading to the stream and detrimental to the wetlands and the habitat in that area. Now, understanding that everything, all of the following conditions must be found to exist, and so the peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties or unnecessary and unreasonable hardship will be posed on the properties. We found it more of peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties, and using the stream as that's peculiar and exceptional to most lots you'd find that you have, you're challenged by both the water body setback as well as the zoning setbacks. These lots, as you understand it, they're unique. 1969 subdivision, he has about an acre in there, in the narrowness of the lot. So right now the house, as you're aware as well, doesn't meet, but it has a variance for it, doesn't meet the setbacks. The other one again is 3.46A.3, where that the property in which the variance is requested possesses exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary exceptional situation conditions. Staff has identified areas of structures which could be built on without a variance, but it kind of pushes me back that although the water body setback regulations do not take into account the degree of encroachment into the water body setback, it should be. I mean, we don't want to build, in my mind, and Randy's mind as well, and you know, I think it's understood that a 2-foot encroachment into the water body setback or a 50-foot right on the water body setback. I think we should use degrees there. And so the minimal impact to the water body, which protects the water quality, drainage, vegetation, wildlife habitat, and other functional characteristics of the water body are at site 1. And that's what the applicant is requesting for approval tonight, to be permitted to build a garage, which would reduce the setbacks, as in your report. Would reduce the front setback. Alan had a nice table in here. It was towards the front. So if there's any questions, Randy or I will take them, but I did want to point some of those out. The proposed setback there going from 22 and 31 feet. So.
All right. Thanks. So the original variance was approved and it's expired. What's the...
I think they're was a one-year time frame on constructing that garage, and since it didn't occur, that approval lapsed.
That was with a prior property.
That was a prior owner.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually bigger than what I'm proposing.
Oh, okay.
The structure was bigger, or the setback was bigger?
Structure.
Walter, is it your view that the garage would be less likely to flood if it was in location one?
Location one.
Location one would be less acceptable to flooding. On location three, that back corner would have to be protected and graded, which would be kind of the southeast corner. No, northwest corner, that back northwest corner as it falls into the creek. We need grading and a high foundation wall, I think. Probably do a concrete wall to fit that in there. But you're going to have to excavate for that, so there's the loss of the habitat.
What's the extent of the flooding? Would it go into location one?
I have to ask Randy to take a look at that.
Location one is your desired location.
Yeah, the flooding definitely would not go into location one. So where you see the sidewalk on the sidewalk from our parking area going to the house there, that definitely floods almost every year where it goes over our sidewalk. And just the general area, right in this area right here, always comes right up to the verge of flooding. And like I said, this guy's driveway floods over every year, where he's got probably that much water right over his driveway.
So your culvert's filled, right, Randy? Because the culverts are showing there.
Yeah, the culverts are still there. Yeah.
But the culverts fill in the spring.
Oh, yeah, the culverts overflow for sure. It goes above our culverts, and we have two... I think there are 2-3 foot culverts
in
there.
30 inches, 36.
But it definitely, the ground definitely gets higher here as it goes in towards the front of the lot. So the odds of this flooding are a lot less than this flooding here.
Was that the condition? When you purchased?
Yeah, I haven't done any grading or anything to the lot. And actually, I would build the garage as high as I could to prevent any flooding. But generally, I don't think there's a worry of flooding in the front area there.
All right. Any other questions?
How about snow shed?
As far as off the roof?
Well, off the roof and... in response to the road and bridge comment about...
Sure. Honestly, this would be all snow storage here, and there's never any problems with blockage of running down the ditch or anything like that.
Is the roof shedding out towards the county road?
It'll shed towards the county road, yes. I have, in my plans, I have a one-pitched roof that would shed that direction.
And there's enough space for that to shed without being moved, or do you have to move it?
No, I wouldn't have to move it. And I think Walter had some input on that.
I think at our distance from the edge of the road and the shed where it's location, that there'll be piles of snow there, but they're going to back up onto each on top of each other, so I don't think there'll be additional snow removal there from county plowing.
And
so that aerial shows an existing shed. Is that what that is? And then your proposal for the number one is pretty much between the road and the shed that's there now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So the shed will actually stay. Yeah.
I'd like it to.
If I may, question about the elevation of that narrow packet.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be required to build it to this?
Something similar to that, yes.
I mean, the footprint is what works, is the variance, right?
Yeah, the location of the footprint is the variance. But we would...
I mean, if we approved it, we'd have to approve it with this design?
It would be something substantially similar. If we have the building permit for something that was completely different.
Like a two-story structure.
Yeah, then it would have to come back before y'all because there is a condition of approval that is suggested that it's specific to the plan submitted in the application so that you aren't, and that gives, in the staff packet, there was mention of the neighbor to the east having some concerns with the location, and the height of the structure definitely played into those concerns. After we provided the neighbor with the elevation and the rough height of the structure, they didn't provide any more comments or express any more concerns to staff.
Okay.
How did they express their concern initially?
Through a phone call.
So,
and are you suggesting that they're happy with the current height of the shed?
I'm just saying that once we provided them the information, they didn't respond.
They didn't call you again?
They didn't call or provide any more comments.
Okay. And so, the property is all posted with the application?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Similar to that comment, it was about views to Walton Creek. And we used Google Earth to draw a line from the center of their roof to Walton Canyon, and it kind of went over Randy's house. If it goes over the garage, he's looking at rabbit ears on that location. So on the pathways that we put through to Google Earth, it didn't seem to be any impact to his view shed.
Well, they're not here this evening.
Right, and that's my question too, Brian, was it written? Did they provide the appraisal that they talked about? And it was a phone conversation, I guess, one time.
Yeah.
Well, to follow up on my question or point is that we don't have dimensions on it. We have a scale.
That's correct. So we, the way we handle it is instead of having the applicant get all of those architectural drawings done up front and spend the money, we do rely on sketches and rough dimensions so that the idea of what they would like to construct can be conveyed without them going through the expense of coming up with architectural drawings.
Good point, true. And I'm just wondering if we do make a motion to pass this, we clarify the eave heights on the low and high side? To appease any...
You could, but then the staff packet also becomes part of the record where it does state that it'll be approximately 16 feet tall. So, and that becomes part of the approved project plan.
Yes. So high side 16 feet.
Correct. Approximately.
I'm just making sure that.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I can speak to that.
The applicant's aware of that.
Yeah.
So I drew these sketches for Alan, who was asking the same questions, and Alan and I discussed through an email that basically it's hard to know until you get truss engineering how high that side's got to be, because the trusses will determine the slope, obviously, and how high that side needs to be. So Alan and I, via email, came up with that rough estimate of this of 16 feet, which I think seems about right, and I think it'll be pretty close. I have no intention of changing from this. I mean, I want to use this design. I won't go any higher if I don't have to. The only way I would is if I had the trusses came in at a different elevation or something like that. But I have no. I'm not going to build a two-story garage or anything like that and change it up that way. I just want to. Basic garage to match my house. My house has got the one pitch roof, and that's what I'd like to kind of match the house.
Right.
If it came down, if it was for me to get the garage or not to get the garage, I don't care what the roof looks like. I'd do just a gable roof if you wanted me to, but this is what I'd rather have you guys approve something like this.
Does it have any kind of a big max attic?
No
feature or anything.
No, it's just a basic one pitch garage roof.
All right.
And I think back to the line of sight for my neighbor there. I don't believe there is an issue like Walter was saying. We have both looked at that, the Walton Creek Canyon there, and there's no view of that from anywhere in our neighborhood anyway. you can see just a sliver of the Rabbit Ears, you know, the path road going up Rabbit Ears, but that's about all we have there anyway. So.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
So I do have a few comments. So the applicant's response to the encroachment in the water body setback would, and them trying to limit that encroachment, would bring this application into compliance with the master plan and the zoning regulations. But that is just one criteria of five that they have to meet in order for this variance to be approved. So with that being said, staff has identified other places that are not within the property setback that this structure could be built. It is up to the board to decide whether that qualifies as peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties or an unnecessary and unreasonable hardship.
All right. Thank you. Is that it?
And then I guess even though a variance was approved for a garage in this location, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to approve this as well if you do not agree with that decision.
Location two on this map is across the creek from the highway.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I speak to that as well?
Sure.
That location two on this overhead view is up here, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's probably a 20-foot uphill or more to get to here, and then my septic system is right in this spot where number two is. I have a lift station here that goes all the way up, and there's septic systems up on top. But it's way up. So the whole thing goes up from the bottom, up the hill, to the back of the lot.
All right. Do you understand what Alan was saying about the conditions of findings of fact?
One thing that Alan said I'll take a little bit of issue with. We may not be obligated to follow what the Board of Adjustment did previously, but I'm certainly persuaded by the fact that they granted the easement. I'm sorry, the
variance.
Thank you. Earlier.
Yeah, and I believe I was on the board at that time when that came through.
Mm-hmm. Anything change your mind?
I don't think we made any mistakes.
Ever.
All right, and if at any time anything you hear in our discussion, if you change your mind and wish to table it until we have another member, that's up to you. Any more discussion? Do I have a motion?
I move that we grant the variance. It seems to me that there are some practical difficulties, that being the flooding of the potential flooding of the garage that's built in the other locations. Also, if we were to suggest that it be constructed in the area that's designated two. There are all sorts of problems with that. Although the slope does not exceed what the county boundary is buildable, it's a slope. It will require additional movement of earth. Septic tank is located there. Certainly wouldn't want them to be forced to build a bridge for vehicle crossing of the creek. So I think that there are both practical difficulties, and there would be an unreasonable hardship if the variance is not granted. The circumstances creating the hardship were in existence. We're not in existence. Sorry, we're in existence prior to the effective date of the regulations. I don't think that those will change. The property is narrow. And our predecessors have granted variances on several lots in that subdivision because of the size of the lands. As far as a diminishing value, use, or enjoyment of adjacent properties, although the property owner did make a statement with regard to view, I find it difficult to believe that an appraiser would take that into consideration in appraising the property. And we have had testimony today to the effect that there really isn't an obstruction of the view. There would not be an obstruction of view if the garage were located in the space designated as one.
So does the motion have to create language to fill in the blanks and make findings of fact?
Well, Brian did provide some rationale for those findings of facts, but I also came up with these findings of facts to meet the five criteria. If you agree, if the motion maker wants to accept these findings of facts with the facts that were in addition to what you had made in your motion, then we can combine the two and move forward from there if you would like.
That's fine.
Yeah. So do you not want to include these?
Say again?
Do you not want to include these findings of facts, and you just want to stick to what you made in your motion?
No, I'll incorporate the findings
okay.
of fact that
okay.
you suggested.
And then are there any conditions of approval that you want to include in that motion?
I think that we would adopt the conditions of approval that you suggested.
Okay.
And
1 through 8 is written?
Hmm?
1 through 8 is written here?
Please.
Okay.
We have a second.
Second.
Okay.
So, can we have a discussion?
Sure.
Condition number. Oh, 6. A grading and excavation permit shall be obtained prior to planning permits. We just have to ensure that the elevation of the slab and foundation is as depicted on the survey. I want to thank you for a real survey. And
I think
0.6 kind of covers that, right? That they're not going to build a big mound or something.
No, the grading and excavation permit is just to make sure your erosion control devices are in place and that there's a revegetation plan that's in place as well.
Right.
Road and Bridge Department issues that permit and goes out and specs to make sure that those erosion control devices are in place. But the grading and excavating permit would not prevent them from building, filling in that site to make it higher. But it goes back to the approved project plan. What has been presented tonight is what we would be looking for when we got the building permit for the structure.
You understand where I'm coming from, the same reason that I talked about the elevation?
Yeah, to prevent them from building a 5-foot mound and then building the structure on top of that.
Right, so should we identify the elevation of the...
I think we ought to leave that to
building.
Yep.
So that means they could build it higher?
No.
The building permit would have to show all of that grading, and the planning department does review grading and excavating permits as well before Road and Bridge issues them. So if we got that, either the building permit or the grading and excavation permit, noticed that they were putting it on a 5-foot fill mound, then we would not... Planning would not sign off on that because that's not what was approved as part of the project plan.
Okay. I mean, there's no topo lines, but there's no definitive elevation.
I mean, there are topo lines on this, on the survey that was provided. So we could go off of that to ensure that the height is at what was proposed.
Okay. I don't know if I need to add a condition. If the board is,
I'm comfortable with what I'm looking at.
All right.
Yep.
So that's that's fine.
We'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Right.
Motion.
I think you're going to adjourn us.
Yeah.
We do.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Do we have a ministerial report?
No, nothing scheduled for now. So okay. We will be in touch if anything does get scheduled.
Thank you.
Thank you. We look for 1 inch of slope.
Yeah, no problem.
And,
so we don't have a permit or anything for this.
Yeah.
Most of these will
just
be built
an inch from the BOA is very permitting, so it might be a couple months.
Move soil off the site, to another project without having to
fill
cement.
That won't be
moving to this site.
Yeah, I just wanted to get this done.
Yes, no problem.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Roll.
I'm trying to find
it.
Okay, Tom Fox, Steve Moore, Ted Allen.
Here.
Brian Fitzgerald.
Here.
Daniel Meyer. Mark Trom.
Here.
And we have a substitute, Jim McGee.
Here.
Okay, looks like Rock County Board of Adjustment, January 11th, regular meeting. Items for consideration. First item is the 2016 Sunshine Resolution.
I move that we adopt it as proposed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Let's see.
That's the Sunshine Resolution.
Yeah. And do we have minutes? We have minutes to it.
Yep.
To approve.
I'd like to request one correction to the minutes.
Okay.
my name is spelled IA. The way it's spelled there, it's Brain. And we used to call the slowest kid in the neighborhood Brain. So I'm sensitive to that.
Okay, so moved. Who's
the motion maker?
Well, I wasn't here, so.
Doesn't matter.
No, I'll move that they be accepted with that one correction.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, consideration of approval, next item is the Nelson setback variance. You're both here for that. Do you want to tell us about the project?
We'll bring it forward. Frank, we'll give a little background. I just made an additional sheet that we'll use as a display here. That's a couple of these on units.
Thank you.
You have the board, so you don't need the lot. If y'all wouldn't mind standing at the podium so that we can get it on the record, that would be great.
And perhaps state your name.
I'm Randy Nelson, the owner of the property. And I guess what Walter and I are proposing, you guys all have a map. And if you look at property...
Do you want the area or would you like this one?
The other one would be good.
Okay.
So we are right in here. Is that correct, Walter?
Yep, that's your house.
There's a creek that runs right here in the spring mostly, but there's water in it all the time. We're proposing to put a garage here. Our neighbor has one similar close to the road there. My concern is not building it too close to that, to the river setback. This neighbor has a garage here, and his driveway gets flooded every year with water from the creek. And it ends up going into his garage. So what we're proposing is to build either here or here. This would be our number one choice. Alan had mentioned something about a secondary option of building it right here in the parking area. But this my sidewalk generally gets flooded almost every spring, and the water really rushes through there. So I'd rather not build it there, even though that is in the general building envelope.
That's number three on what I handed out to you, that location.
Okay. So my understanding, this came through the Board of Adjustment one time previously.
It did, and it was in exactly the same spot as I'm proposing.
Approximately when was that?
I bought the house, must have been 3 years ago.
It's not a jacket. 2004.
And that had gone through, the previous owner had gotten it and never followed through.
2004.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that when you bought the house?
No, that was when the previous owner had the variance. And I'm assuming for the same reason. And it doesn't show on this picture, but I have a concrete driveway now. So all this is concrete, so I'd end up, if I did go with Alan's option, I'd have to tear out the majority of my parking area in the concrete that I just put in to accommodate the new garage, and as well as do a bunch of remediation and dirt work along the creek to make that happen, which will cost a lot of money probably.
Yeah. Walter McGill, Fort Wayne Surveying and Engineering. To add to what Randy already said, that there was the previous approval for this lot. The lot is narrow, as you can tell. I did on the sheet that I handed out this afternoon. It does show how narrow the lot is, and it's the 50-foot setback plus the 80-foot in the front. So it didn't leave, but the water body setback as well, provides another mitigating factor, kind of a challenging factor there. And one of the things in your report was that water body setbacks do not take into account the degree of encroachment into the water body setback. Now that may be true, but additionally, below there, The section underwater body setback permits structure improvements shall be designed, studied, and constructed in accordance with Brown County guides and water quality and erosion control and other DMP practices as to minimize the encroachment of the structure or improvements into the water body setback. And number two, the impact of the structure improvement on the water quality, drainage, vegetation, wildlife, habitat, and other functional characteristics of the water body. So when Randy came to me, we weren't actually not aware, well, he was aware of it, but I wasn't aware of where he was citing it. So I was trying to cite the garage at the minimum impact kind of the water in the stream and, you know, grading in the stream and removal of wetlands. So Alan's correct, and, you know, we created an exhibit today, which I'm sorry I was coming to you late, with positions 1, 2, and 3, with 1 being the desired applicant's location. Number 2, to the east side of the house, which would require a bridge across the creek for the driveway and the extensive grading, which is shown in the black line on your paperwork. And then number 3, which is kind of, it fits in the area, but it does as well have a threat of flooding and additional grading and grading to the stream and detrimental to the wetlands and the habitat in that area. Now, understanding that everything, all of the following conditions must be found to exist, and so the peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties or unnecessary and unreasonable hardship will be found on the properties. We found it more of peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties, and using the stream as that's peculiar and exceptional to most lots you'd find, and you have your challenge by both the water body setback as well as the zoning setbacks. These lots, as you understand it, they're unique, 1969 subdivision, it has about 1 acre in there, and the narrowness of the lot. So right now the house, as you're aware as well, doesn't meet, but it has a variance for it, doesn't meet the setbacks. The other one again is 3.468.3, where that the property in which a variance is requested possesses exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary exceptional situation conditions. Staff has identified areas of structures which could be built on without a variance, but it kind of pushes me back that although the water body setback regulations do not take into account the degree of encroachment into the water body setback, it should be. I mean, we don't want to build, in my mind, and Randy's mind as well, and you know, I think it's understood that 2-foot encroachment into the water body setback or 50-foot right on the water body setback. I think we should use degrees there. And so the minimal impact to the water body, which protects the water quality, drainage, vegetation, wildlife habitat, and other functional characteristics of the water body are at site 1. And that's what the applicant is requesting for approval tonight, to be permitted to build a garage, which would reduce the setbacks as in your report. Would reduce the front setback. Alan had a nice table in here. Let's do it to the front. So, if there's any questions, Randy or I will take them, but I did want to point some of those out. The proposed setback there going from 22 to 31 feet. So.
All right. Thanks. So, the original variance was approved and it's expired. What's the time?
I think there was a 1-year time frame on constructing that garage, and since it didn't occur, that approval lapsed.
Okay. That was with a prior property.
That was a prior owner. It was actually bigger than what I'm proposing.
Oh, okay.
The structure was bigger, the setback was bigger.
Structure.
Walter, is it your view that the garage would be less likely to flood if it was in location 1?
Location
1 would be less acceptable to flooding. On location 3, that back corner would have to be protected and graded, which would be kind of the southeast corner, no, northwest corner, that back northwest corner as it falls into the creek. We need grading and a, you know, high foundation wall, I think. Probably do a concrete wall and fit that in there. But you're going to have to excavate for that, so the loss of the habitat.
What's the extent of the flooding? Would it go into location one?
I'd ask Randy to take that. Location one is your desired location.
Yeah, the flooding definitely would not go into location one. So where you see the sidewalk on the sidewalk from our parking area going to the house there, that definitely floods almost every year where it goes over our sidewalk. And just the general area right in this area right here always comes right up to the verge of flooding. And like I said, this guy's driveway floods over every year. Where he's got probably that much water right over his driveway.
So your culvert's still, right, Randy? Because the culverts are showing up.
Yeah, the culverts are still there. Yep.
But the culverts fill in the spring.
Oh, yeah, the culverts overflow for sure. It goes above our culverts, and we have two, I think there are 2-3 foot culverts
yep.
in there.
30 inches.
But it definitely, the ground definitely gets higher here as it goes in, towards the front of the lot. So the odds of this flooding are a lot less than this flooding here.
Was that the condition when you purchased?
Yeah, I haven't done any grading or anything to the lot. And actually, I would build the garage as high as you know I could to prevent any flooding. But generally, I don't think there's a worry of flooding in the front area there.
All right. Any other questions?
How about snow shed?
As far as off the roof?
Well, off the roof and in response to the road and bridge comment
sure.
about
sure.
plowing.
Honestly, this would be all snow storage here. And there's never any problems with blockage of running down the ditch or anything like
is
that.
Is the roof shedding out towards the county road?
It'll shed towards the county road, yes. I have a one pitch roof that would
that's
shed
what I saw.
That direction.
And there's enough space for that to shed without being moved, or do you have to move it over there?
No, I wouldn't have to move it. And I think Walter had some input on that.
I think at our distance from the edge of the road and the shed where its location, that there'll be piles of snow there, but they're going to back up onto each other, on top of each other, so I don't think there'll be additional snow removal there. And counting plow.
So that aerial shows an existing shed, is that what that is? And then your proposal for the number one is pretty much between the road and the shed. That's there now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the shed will actually stay. Yeah.
I'd like it
to. If I may, a question about the elevation we got in our packet.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be required to build it to this?
Something similar to that.
I mean, the footprint is what we're, is the variance, right?
The location of the footprint is the variance. But we would...
I mean, if we approved it, we'd have to approve it with this design?
It would be something substantially similar. If we had a building permit or something that was completely different...
Like a two-story structure?
Yeah, then... it would have to come back before y'all because there is a condition of approval that is suggested that it's specific to the plan submitted in the application so that you aren't, and that gives, in the staff packet, there was mention of the neighbor to the east having some concern about the location, and the height of the structure definitely played into those concerns after we provided the neighbor with the elevation and the rough height of the structure. They didn't provide any more comments or express any more concerns to staff.
Okay.
How did they express their concern initially?
Through a phone call.
So,
and are you suggesting that they're happy with the current height of the shed?
I'm just saying that once we provided them the information, they didn't respond.
They didn't call you again?
They didn't call or provide any more comments.
Okay. And the property is all posted with the application?
Yeah. All right. Similar to that comment was about the views to Walton Creek, and we used Google Earth to draw a line from the center of their roof to Walton Canyon. And it kind of went over Randy's house. If it goes over the garage, he's looking at rabbit ears on that location. So on the pathways that we put through to Google Earth, it didn't seem to be any impact to his view shed.
Well, they're not here this evening.
Right. And that's my question too, Brian, was it written? Did they provide the appraisal that they talked about? Or was it a phone conversation, I guess, one time?
Yeah.
Well, to follow up on my question, our point is that we don't have dimensions on here. We have a scale.
That's correct. So we, the way we handle it is instead of having the applicant get all of those architectural drawings done up front and spend the money, we do rely on sketches and rough dimensions so that the idea of what they would like to construct can be conveyed without them going through the expense of coming up with architectural drawings.
Good point, true. And I'm just wondering if we do make a motion to pass this, we clarify the eave heights on the low and high side? Just to appease any...
You could, but then the staff packet also becomes part of the record where it does state that it'll be approximately 16 feet tall. So, and that becomes part of the approved project plan.
Yeah, so the high side 16 feet.
Correct. Approximately.
I'm just making sure that.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
I can
speak to
the applicant's aware of that.
So I drew these sketches for Alan, who was asking the same questions, and Alan and I discussed through an email that basically it's hard to know until you get truss engineering how high that side's got to be, because the trusses will determine the slope, obviously, and how high that side needs to be. So Alan and I, via email, came up with that rough estimate of 16 feet, which I think seems about right, and I think it'll be pretty close. I have no intention of changing from this. I mean, I want to use this design. I won't go any higher if I don't have to. The only way I would is if I had the trusses came in at a different elevation or something like that, but I have no. I'm not going to build a two-story garage or anything like that and change it up that way. I just want to basic garage to match my house. My house has got the one pitch roof, and that's what I'd like to kind of match the house.
Right.
If it was for me to get the garage or not to get the garage, I don't care what the roof looks like. I'd do just the gable roof if you wanted me to, but this is what I'd rather have you guys approve something like this.
Does it have any kind of a big max attic?
Yeah.
Feature or anything?
No, it's just a basic one pitch garage.
That's all. All right.
And I think back to the line of sight for my neighbor there. I don't believe there is an issue like Walter was saying. We have both looked at that the Walton Creek Canyon there. And there's no view of that from anywhere in our neighborhood anyway. You can see just a sliver of the rabbit ears, you know, the pass road going up rabbit ears, but that's what all we have there anyway. So.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
So I do have a few comments. The applicant's response to the encroachment in the water body setback would, in and them trying to limit that encroachment would bring this application into compliance with the master plan and the zoning regulations. But that is just one criteria of five that they have to meet in order for this variance to be approved. So with that being said, staff has identified other places that are not within the property setback that this structure could be built. It is up to the board to decide whether that qualifies as peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties or an unnecessary and unreasonable hardship.
All right. Thank you. Is that it?
Then I guess even though a variance was approved for a garage in this location, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to approve this as well if you did not agree with that decision.
Location 2 on this map is across the creek from the highway.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I speak to that as well?
Sure.
That location 2 on this overhead view is up here, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And basically, that's probably a 20-foot uphill or more to get to here. And then my septic system is right in this spot where number 2 is. I have a lift station here that goes all the way up, and then septic system's up on top. But it's way up there. So the whole thing goes up from the bottom, up the hill, to the back of the lot.
All right. Do you understand what Alan was saying about the conditions of findings, findings of fact?
And one thing that Alan said, I'll take a little bit of issue with. We may not be obligated to follow what the Board of Adjustment did previously, but I'm certainly persuaded by the fact that they granted the easement. The
variance.
Thank you. Earlier.
Yeah, and I believe I was on the board at that time when that came through.
Anything change your mind?
I don't think we made any mistakes.
Never.
All right. And if at any time anything you hear in our discussion, if you change your mind and wish to table it until we have another member, that's up to you. Any more discussion?
I'm good.
I'm good. Do I have a motion?
I move that we grant the variance. It seems to me that there are some practical difficulties, that being the flooding of the potential flooding of the garage if it's built in the other locations. Also, if we were to suggest that it be constructed in the area that's designated 2, there are all sorts of problems with that. Although the slope does not exceed what the county believes buildable, it's a slope. It will require additional movement of earth. Septic tank is located there. Certainly wouldn't want them to be forced to build a bridge for vehicle crossing of the creek. So I think that there are both practical difficulties, and there would be an unreasonable hardship if the variance is not granted. the circumstances creating the hardship were in existence. We're not in existence. We're in existence prior to the effective date of the regulations. I don't think the dope will change. The property is narrow. And our predecessors have granted variances on several lots in that subdivision because of the size of the lots. As far as diminishing the value, use, or enjoyment of adjacent properties, although the property owner did make a statement with regard to view, I find it difficult to believe that an appraiser would take that into consideration in appraising the property. And we have had testimony today to the effect that there really isn't an obstruction of the view. There would not be an obstruction of the view if the garage were located in the space designated as one.
So does the motion have to create language to fill in the blanks in the findings of fact?
Well, Brian did provide some rationale for those findings of facts, but I also came up with these findings of facts to meet the five criteria. If you agree, if the motion maker wants to accept these findings of facts with the facts that were in addition to what you had made in your motion, then we can combine the two and move forward from there if you would like.
That's fine.
So do you not want to include these?
Say again.
Do you not want to include these findings of facts, and you just want to stick to what you've made in your motion?
No, I'll incorporate the findings of fact.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
And then are there any conditions of approval that you want to include in that motion?
I think that we would adopt the conditions of approval that you suggested.
Okay.
And 1 through 8 is written here?
Please.
Okay. We have a second.
Second.
Okay.
So, can we have a discussion?
Sure.
Condition number... I lost it. L6, a grading and excavation permit shall be obtained prior to the planning department, blah, blah, blah. We just have to ensure that the elevation of the slab or foundation is as depicted on the survey. And I want to thank you for a real survey, first of all. And
I think
point six kind of covers that, right? That they're not going to build a big mound or something?
No, the grading and excavation permit is just to make sure your erosion control devices are in place and that there's a revegetation plan that's in place as well.
All right.
Road and Bridge Department issues that permit and goes out and inspects to make sure that those erosion control devices are in place. But the grading and excavating permit would not prevent them from filling in that site to make it higher, but it goes back to the approved project plan. What has been presented tonight is what we would be looking for when we got the building permit for the structure.
You understand where I'm coming from, the same reason that I talked about the elevation?
Yeah, to prevent them from building a 5-foot mound and then building the structure on top of that.
Right, so should we identify the elevation of the...
I think we ought to leave that to...
Building.
Building, yep.
So that means they could build it higher?
No. If the building department approves that it...
The building permit would have to show all of that grading, and the planning department does review grading and excavating permits as well before Roden Bridge issues them. So if we got that, you know, the building permit or the grading and excavation permit, notice that they were putting it on a 5-foot fill mound, then we would not, planning would not sign off on that because it's not, that's not what was approved as part of the project.
Okay. I mean, there's no, there's topo lines, but there's no definitive elevation.
I mean, there are topo lines on this, on the survey that was provided. So we could go off of that to ensure that the height is at what was proposed.
Okay. I don't know if I need to add a condition. If you're, if board is 100%.
I'm comfortable with what I'm looking at.
All right.
Yep.
So that's that's my point.
We'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion approved. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Nothing scheduled for now. So,
okay.
So we will be in touch if anything else gets
scheduled. They got to go to the building.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know the staff report is pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we look for 1 inch of slope and 10, you know, I mean, nothing will measure. Most of these will be built on a balance, cut and fill, you know. If they move soil off the site, you know, going to another project, that needs a fill permit.
Yeah.
If there's dirt moving to this site, from off-site in excess of...
Yes,